Live from the downtown area of Coffeyville, from our KGGF Historic Studios, I'm Sam Spank. Glad you're with us here on this Thursday morning. We're joined by the Coffeyville Public Library's Rachel Rose. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
Always great to have you here in studio with us. As, again, real quick, I guess, we talked about it briefly, but good family 4th of July. I haven't seen you really since Independence Day.
Yeah. It was very good for me and my family, and I know the library was a little bit slow that week, and so we're expecting a lot of people were out having fun with fireworks and family, and so we're happy to see that.
Well, that's not too bad of a thing for you guys, because summer months are busy, so
yes.
At least you had an excuse to at least had a few days a little slower. And then,
a little bit, and that's why that week we decided to just have movie days.
Nice.
People can come in and watch a movie, and
gotta love that. Well, we are getting through July here, so we got a couple of things today, and then we, as you had mentioned, kind of get up to a slower August. But we do have something going on this morning. Would you say about 11 o'clock?
Yes, we have a story time for for children. The children's library, I think it's called Falling Into a Fun Story, something about the galaxy and gravity. So that'll be fun.
Nice. Very cool. Now, is it anybody specific reading it this morning, or do you guys have a select person? Or
yes. We actually filled our children's librarian position. Her name is Bethany, and she's very excited to be, working full-time for the library.
Absolutely.
Because she actually started out as part-time for us and moved up to full-time.
That's what I was going to ask. So did Bethany, obviously worked a little bit of part-time. Did she work at a previous library? Is this kind of her first there and now has finally worked her way up to it now? Where'd she come from?
She had worked part-time in the children's department for us, and she was just very passionate about the different elements that go into managing the children's library. So we thought she would be a very good fit for the job.
Absolutely. Well, just kind of obviously there's the obvious there, but what are the major differences between the children's side and obviously skill levels, but what are the main differences that you look for when you say that's a perfect one for the kiddos?
I would say how much passion you have to bring fun stories to children, and how willing are you to go beyond the library doors to encourage kids to read and develop a love for lifelong learning.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Well, it is a different animal to not only, for me, I'm coming from the outside here. It took me a long time to appreciate reading, and then I could imagine it takes a long time to really get into it and then want to teach it for others and to really have the passion for that. I'm sure it really sticks out. So I can imagine that you guys found a good one there. So I know you had mentioned it's a possibility that you might have another reading next week as well. What's a great way for individuals to get information if you do have that? Facebook or where?
Yeah, Facebook, our website, or come into the library. We have schedules and calendars that detail all the things. I forgot to bring a schedule with me. have those there, and so people can see what we have going on this week and next week.
Great.
Next week is actually the last week of summer reading.
Well, there you go. Well, let's talk about that. The end of summer reading, it is. I can't believe, I feel so bad because I remember, when I was in middle school, high school, those 3 months, the first about month and a half felt so long, and then the last month just
zipped by,
and that's where they're at right now, is basically that last month. So next week, you said, is the end of summer reading?
Yes, we've got on Tuesday for teenagers, we've got a program, War of the Worlds meets Coffeyville. So I'm going to encourage the teenagers to write a little short story of what they think would happen if aliens were to invade Coffeyville. I think this will be, I've heard some excitement about it, so hopefully we get some good little stories.
Well, and I don't know if you've seen the online rampage that is the Area 51 thing right
yes,
now.
Yes, I've been seeing that too. Perfect timing.
Perfect timing for this. It could, what an interesting take on it as well. So with the end of summer reading, is there, I can't remember, the whole summer reading program, wasn't there initiatives for kids to read a certain amount of books or an awards or what happens with that?
So on Saturday is our end of summer reading party, plus it'll be our awards. Our top reader, I know we have a grand prize of tickets to I don't think it's the exploration place, but it's a a big fun museum. Yeah. The Cosmosphere.
There you
go.
In Hutchinson.
That's what it is.
Up in Hutchinson.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Cosmosphere.
all about space too. So
yes.
Great. That'll be pretty neat. So is that? I mean, grand prize. Do you have any idea about the amount of books that they read this year?
I know for teens and adults, I've got over 200 books that have been read.
Wow.
And I know it's usually at least double that for kids. The kids are really good about reading and, you know, trying to meet be the top readers. So that's the grand prize. But we also have smaller prizes for, like, the longest time read or the, I don't know. There are different...
Just other little subcategories. Yeah. I mean, we talked about this kind of at the beginning of it, too. You throw some sort of initiative or competitive factor. There's a lot of individuals out there that'll take that, and they don't even realize that they're really flexing and learning and growing those reading skills all while they're trying to get to that initiative. So.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how many teens and adults decided to join in. I offered them a prize if you read 10 books. So
yeah, there you go.
And
you'd be
surprised. People were really happy with that.
Yeah, you say a prize or some food or some money at the end of it. Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
People read them books for you. So hey, again, end of summer reading is next week. I know you guys had mentioned a little bit of a slower August. Thank goodness for that. You need to take some time off for sure. But we're talking about it as well. The following month in September there is actually September month for library card sign up initiative, or what is that?
It's a National Library Card Sign Up Month. We usually just have signage that say, hey, sign up for a library card if you don't have one, because we highly encourage people to utilize what we have at the library.
Absolutely.
Well,
let's talk about the I can't imagine it would be too overly difficult. Is there ways to do it online, or what do people have to do to get the library card? Is there family packages, or does everybody get their own individual one?
Everybody can get their own individual card if they would like. The youngest to get a card is 5 years old. I remember getting a library card at 5 years old. It was so fun.
Yep, exactly. Do you get a little picture or at least your name on it or anything like that?
You get on your account, you can get a picture of you. Your library card is in the background. It actually has a picture of the children's side of the library.
Great.
So it's actually really cool, our library cards now.
Yeah.
It's not just the white.
Well, like you said, too, the whole thing, I mean, when I first started getting into radio and television and things like that, one of my favorite things that comes with the job is the little credentials,
yes.
The little credentials that you
yes.
get. Well, and obviously it's pretty cool to get to walk behind the doors or whichever, but the little credentials that you get, whether it's a library card or your school ID, that was always exciting for me when I was a kid as well. So, again, September is September Library Card Sign Up Month, but at the same time, at any point in time, really, you got to you got to get over there. It's a great opportunity. You guys have lots of different programs as well. Well, I noticed something online. I remember this being back where I even came from as well. Actually, it was up in a town over from mine, but they had the little public libraries that you guys put out. Kind of explain how that process started, but now it's officially all put up.
Yeah. So we decided to put up a little free library. It's part of an organization that wants to encourage literacy outside of just the four walls of a public library. And for us, it was a way to reach out to people who may not come to the library for any reason, for any reason.
Yeah, exactly.
And so just to show people that we care about the city.
Yep.
And so we placed it out at LeClaire Park along the walking path on the north side. And people have been really excited about that. And hopefully next year we can place another one. I know I'm looking into some of the other area towns to put one in, like in Southtown or over at Deering or something like that. But I know I'm excited about it. I love free little libraries.
Well, and there's sometimes when you pick up a book and you have to, maybe somebody within your circle isn't necessarily interested in reading, but you got to share that with somebody.
You have to share it
with somebody.
There are some books that you can't just keep by your keep yourself.
Exactly. So is that kind of the whole premise to where it's like, with the even with some food pantries, it's like take what you'd like and leave what you can?
Yes. Yeah. The food pantries, I think, is a, I mean, they're cousins of each other. Mm. So the for the Free Little Library, it's take a book, leave a book, you know, encouraging literacy for everybody.
Absolutely. Well, like you said, you know, there's just those sometimes when you hear that one book or that great story and you just have to tell somebody and somebody that would truly appreciate it. I mean, there's a different level between somebody that'll absorb and listen to you
yes.
talk. You know, I can talk for days and days, but it's a different level when you can actually not necessarily connect with someone because you may never meet somebody that takes that book out of the library, but still you shared that. Probably experience with someone else. So,
yes.
Again, speaking with the Coffeyville Public Library's Rachel Rose here this morning. Rachel, again, just real quick for our listeners out there before we lose you, what's a great way to get all of the information? I know you have those schedules there, but Facebook, website, leave all that information
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, if they go to Facebook, just search for Coffeyville Public Library. Go to our website, coffeyvillepl.org, and you'll find all the information you need for what we have going on. This last week, actually. It's
great.
Already Thursday.
I know.
So, yeah.
Can't believe it. Well, and then again, end of summer reading next week as well. So, again, Rachel, thanks so much, and we'll check in with you on in August. Again, take it easy in August, and
yeah.
then we get right back into the school year. So, Rachel, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So, Mighty 690 KGGF.